Thank you guys for tuning in. We're your nightcap of comedy, your hour of hilarity here on Real Radio. My name is Devin Siebold, joined in studio with James Yan, a Monsters in the Morning Comedian of the Year, current reigning championship.
What? Yeah.
And we have Ken Miller.
You are asking wrong for that.
Yeah, Ken Miller in studio. Who
never lost.
You gonna run for it?
What?
You gonna try it again? Or
man, no, Ken Miller do competitions. I'm dead.
No
damn
competitions.
Good.
All right, that's understandable. I can understand.
Nah,
that.
I'm doing it.
All right, I want.
I'm doing every competition I can get my hand on, bro.
You know, that's what I learned. That I mean, speaking real quick, I've learned that as comedians, you have to try everything to see what sticks.
Yeah,
I'm doing urban
yourself
shows
out
this
there.
Year.
You have to. Like, Ken, you're doing festivals now.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself out there.
I tell you, I'm doing urban shows this year.
That's your goal?
Yeah. It ain't a goal. I just want to shut people up.
Oh, people talking mess to you about urban shows?
Yeah, kid doesn't do them. I said, I can do anything. I just don't want to do them.
Exactly.
But I'm going to do them
like
this
what,
year just to shut you up.
Come see Ken Miller at the Pine Hills Laundromat.
Ken, you don't like doing urban. You don't like when you go there and the show's supposed to start at 9 but don't start till midnight.
And that's my only issue with it. I know we probably aren't supposed to start with this, but my only issue with it is I have to explain to people what's the difference between urban show and a black show.
Yes.
Because the black show, it started at 8, you're going to start at 8. Urban
yes.
show's supposed to start at 8, it's 8:45, it's 17 comedians on the show.
Yeah.
It's just so much going
There's
on.
There's a choir, a step team.
And you're the headliner.
Yeah.
By the time you get on stage, it's midnight. They tired.
Yeah.
You're tired just talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm yawning over here, bro. That's the main reason I stay away from those type
shows. I say the difference is this. There is urban shows and then there's grown folk shows.
Yep.
There's a difference,
bro. I've done the AKAs and the Deltas. We went to Fort Lauderdale, meet the Box of Chocolates.
Okay.
And we did their shows. And they were amazing. Show grown folks.
Yeah.
Ready to laugh. Show started on time. I drove to West Palm Beach and did a black birthday party.
Nice.
A black birthday party, bro. It was 25 people in there. Lady paid me $500.
Woo.
I had a blast, dog.
And you ate good.
Ate good.
But I know you ate good.
But it was grown folk. Man, you go do some of these urban shows, you be like, dog, like who the comedian? Oh, yeah, one of my boys came in. I'm going to put him on. He ain't on the flyer.
Yeah, what's his name?
He ain't promote.
It's Crunchy Black.
Yo, dude, I'm telling you, bro. So, and that's the reason I really stayed away from him.
Yeah.
Because I like the show to be.
Professionalism.
I like the show. Yeah. If it started at 8, it better start at 8.
8 o'clock.
8:05 the latest.
Real quick, I will give Spunky Robinson a lot of credit because he had me go to Tallahassee. Grown folks.
Grown
great,
folks.
Great room. Good place to be.
So this year I said I'm gonna do the hoodest stuff to show y'all that it don't bother me.
Yeah.
I just don't like doing them because I just like structure.
Yeah.
When it comes to a show.
Yeah. I was closing out a show at Shotsky's and it was
I did it. Shout out to Shotsky's.
It was an urban room.
Thursday.
Yeah, I was closing out the show and the guy running it comes up to me and goes, "Hey man, the guy that's supposed to be opening for you, his Lynx bus isn't here yet. Can you go up first as the headliner, do the headliner time, then he'll do 20 after you?"
Woo.
And I was like, "Well, what does my pay change?"
Yeah,
he's like, no,
change.
The pay's fine. I was like, all right, I'll do it.
So, I didn't know Shotsky still booked shows.
Yeah, they do.
I thought they just did open
mic. I had a ball. I did it last Thursday.
Yeah. Mm. I like Shotsky's. I did their competition a couple months ago.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of keep it on the same thing. Is there some stuff? I saw a meme, and I hate that I saw the damn meme because it made me think, man, I always do that. There's some things that white people say.
Yeah.
And
I read it by white voices.
My girlfriend and I, we were in a place where we ate. We sat down to eat, and we ordered. We got our food. We sat down, and then there was like a huge line out the door. And her little looks at me, we were like, "Man, we got here just in time.
Just in time.
Yeah. Just in time."
Yep.
And there was a meme saying white people always say that when they get to a place and it gets busy. It's like,
"Nah,
man, we
everybody.
Got here just
that's
in
everybody.
Time.
That's everybody. That's,
is it everybody?
Yeah,
we
everybody.
Just talk about Donnie B's.
Yes.
I flew into St. Louis, and St. Louis is where Sweetie Pies is.
Yes.
The soul food restaurant.
Yes.
And I got the Sweetie Pies, and I got in line. And I almost missed my flight to get her food.
Yeah.
And I turned around and looked back, and I text my wife, and I'm like, "I got here just in time." So that's not just a youth. That's
no,
that's
everybody.
An everybody thing.
Is there
everybody.
Something that white people say all the time? Is there something that we
I know there's something they used to say a lot, but ever since Charlotte, what is it, Charlottesville?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
White people don't say that anymore.
They just don't say it anymore.
They used to say it all the time, like, I'm going to pass the torch on. They don't say that none more.
After after they've ate too many chips, get these away from me.
Yeah,
they do say that.
One of the ones that I hated when I waited tables, every white person would say, every white dad. It was a white dad.
Dad jokes.
And I would come by and I'd be like, anything else? He'd be like, not unless you want to take me out of here in a wheelbarrow. Not unless you, or can I get anything else for you? Yeah, a box of hundreds.
I got
an old coworker. Anytime somebody comes back from vacation, hey, you still work here? Huh? Like, yeah, I just took vacation. Is that okay?
My favorite one, at the restaurant.
Another one, white people say, the right waiter's like, can I take that? Well, I'm still nibbling on it. Is that what you do? You nibble? You nibble on it?
I like when the waiter comes back. And he's like, and the guy's plate's empty. Oh, I didn't. You could tell we didn't like it.
Yeah.
We hated it. I started doing
white people love saying knock knock after they knock. Knock knock.
Hey, you don't do that at your cubicle.
I tell you one thing, white people do love to do is the Green Acres knock. Dump 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 dump.
I do that knock all the time, bro. I didn't know that came from Green Acres.
It's a shave and a haircut, two bits. Yeah.
What?
That's from Roger Rabbit.
Oh, I remember that part.
To find Roger, they would do a shave and a haircut, and Roger couldn't take it. Two bits.
And then, oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that either, but yeah, I know that. Not. I knew that, but I didn't know it was from Green Acres.
White people love saying when they get the check, what's the damage? What's the damage? Like, you got, what, were you in a war? What's going on? Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. They also say, you're not dating my daughter.
Yeah. Oh, when somebody gets their driver's license, they're like, well, I'll be sure to stay off the road.
Yeah. Y'all do say that.
Here's another.
Devin's whiteness is totally coming out.
This is not white, and this is white and black. I'll just say, when you hand somebody like a jar after you tried and they open it up, you're like, well, I loosened it up for you.
No, I never heard that.
I've definitely heard that.
Yeah. James has opened a few jars in his life.
I have.
Yeah. Let's see. When you taste a good snack and you're like, man, these are dangerous. Ken does that with alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol.
He's like, man, this is dangerous.
You're white people also like to comment on the
that's
weather.
Just the Red Bull.
Remember that? You go to, hey, is it hot enough for you?
Yeah.
Is it hot enough for you?
White people love saying they're going to turn in for the night. Not getting far without these when they forget their keys. Let's see. How's it going?
Oh,
it's going.
I got one.
What?
If it was a snake, it would have bit me. What is right there, dial?
Can't see his hand in front of his face.
Yeah. Y'all love that.
White people love, let's see here.
Damn, racist, bro.
No, I'm just reading these offline. The internet's racist. So this is on KimMiller.com.
Wait.
Oh, please go to that one because that's not mine.
Yeah. So white people love saying N as in Nancy, even though that's not really like the...
N is November.
Is it November?
Yeah.
Like if you're in the military?
Yeah, that's...
Do you know the whole alphabet?
Yeah. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Hotel, India, Juliet... Kilo, Lima, Mike, November, Oscar, Papa, Sierra, Tango,
Sierra,
Uniform, Victor, Whiskey, what is Y? Yankee, Zulu.
Mm. X, what's X?
X-ray.
X-ray, oh. Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
You call in a lot of bombers?
No, because you brainwashed when you're in the military. Yeah.
Ken said that backwards, so I stayed on one foot.
You're so brainwashed within the military when I'm on the phone, when I'm working at work at Sprint, and I try to spell something out when you call like India or something like that.
Yeah.
And they say like, it's S in Sam, B as in boy. No, that's not what it is. It's Sierra Bravo.
Then a missile launches.
Even like the numbers. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Why?
I don't know.
If 5 six is hard to define.
It's 5.
So six, if you're saying
seven,
like
eight,
3.
Niner.
Niner.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think because I realize why you say that stuff like Oscar, you know, Tango, because it's better than O T B C D. Because when I spell my name, that's the one thing. Like I'm like, man, I get it now. I spell Siebold on the phone. I'm like, yes, S I E B O L D. They're like, I honestly don't think,
I would say probably now they may not use the phonetic alphabet as much as we did, because you got to think it, the reason for it is because when you're going doing communications, it was walkie-talkie. So, I mean, it's 2019. I don't think they got walkie-talkies anymore. I would think it's a little clearer now when you're, you know.
Can you imagine the Roman military? All right, we're going to do a strike over at XIIIIIXXVX. No. That's not VVX.
Alpha Charlie.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, I've been out of the military for a minute now, but I would hopefully think that they have clearer radios now that you don't have to use. But that was the main reason for the phonetic alphabet. When you're trying to spell something out or say something over walkie-talkie and you're losing signal. So you had to use the phonetic alphabet to spell it out, because you hear Papa, and if you even you just hear Pa, then you know it's a P. You know what I'm saying?
So it's easier.
It's easier that way than going P, A, R, T. You know, then you get lost in it.
But so. I would also think at the same time, you're like, we're getting bombed. We're getting bombed. We need immediate air support. We're in the city. Charlie, Delta, Bravo. It's like, man, spell it out. You're about to die. Yeah. You know, like, I'd be like, hey, this is where we're at.
Yeah. And then every CBD, all the companies are in the military are named out the alpha, you know, the phonetic alphabet. Yeah. Like, I was in Delta Company. Yeah. You know, we used to be 5-2 First Signal Company, and then they end up changing, and I was in Delta Company.
So you worked at the White House, though, for a while. You had a good security clearance then, right?
Yeah, I had top secret security
clearance. Did you ever learn anything? I mean, you ain't got to tell us, but did you learn anything?
No, you get some top secret message traffic, but it wasn't anything different that you see on the news now.
Right,
really. It was so funny because, like, we would go places with the president, and they'd be like, hey, don't say anything about his route or anything. And then you'll watch the news later at night. The president is going down I-4 and then getting off the Colonial, and you can take. I'm like, wait a minute.
How y'all know that? Like, yeah.
You know, but we
the best
were always,
spot for viewing him will be on the corner if you're wanting an aerial angle where you could possibly get an advantageous view.
Yeah, I'm not joking, dude. We did La Crosse, Wisconsin, and the news reported his whole motorcade route.
Wow.
And we were like, yo, where did y'all get that from?
They knew
his whole motorcade route.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
and you worked for the first black president, right?
Who did?
Clinton.
No, but Obama was the first black president.
No, Clinton was.
No, Clinton put more black people in jail than anybody. No, he ain't my black president.
Gotcha.
That crime bill put bad brothers in jail, bro. Yeah, I almost dropped it.
Yeah.
I caught myself.
You worked for Clinton, though.
Clinton
right?
1 year. It was his lame duck year, and he didn't care, man. Clinton.
He was done.
He was done. But yeah. Bush was my first 4 years.
Oh, right.
It was so dope, bro. I'm a Democrat, and I love Bush. Yeah. I voted for Bush twice.
So he was cool, dude?
He was a very cool guy. That silly guy y'all see all the time now, that was really him.
Really?
I believe it was really him.
And he was a horrible president, but still, like, just to talk to him and to meet him, like, he was a real person. Really nice guy. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel bad for everything that happened for him in that 8 years, because he was a horrible president.
It's hard to be, hey, you're in your first year, by the way. Worst terrorist attack ever. Here you go.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean,
even though he planned it.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Playing. Now I have to kill Devin. I'm talking about my president.
That's a cool thing, man. To be there.
Dude, one of my, you know, and it's so funny because, like, people who've known me for years still don't know that I did that job.
Really?
Yeah. Today I worked in the White House. For 5 years. It was dope, man.
Okay. Awesome. All right, guys, stick around. We'll be right back right here. Real Laughs on Real Radio.
Everybody, if you're looking for a new place to go that has live entertainment and great food, then you've got to go down and visit my friends at the Harry Buffalo. It's located in downtown Orlando on Church Street. There is plenty to do there. They have live entertainment, they have bands, they have stand-up comedy, and they even have trivia night. So there's something for everyone. So guys, head on down to the Harry Buffalo now and have yourself a good time. Their music, their food, their entertainment is absolutely great. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. Tell them James sent you.
Yeah. Hi, this is comedian in Maz Jobrani, and you are listening to the funniest show on the planet, Real Laughs on Real Radio. Try saying that 5 times fast. Real Raff Radio, Real Raff, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum. Oops.
We are Real Ass on Real Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This is our last show of the week. By the way, if you missed any of the shows, check us out on the iHeartRadio app. We are also on iTunes now as well. Subscribe to them. Subscribe to both, you know. You get the notification and maybe go listen to it on one and then take it into your car with the other. My name is Devin Siebel. Joining you, James Yon, and we have a special guest, Ken Miller, in studio today. I posed this question on my Facebook profile before I came in to the studio today, and I wanted to get your opinions and let's see what you two gentlemen have to say, because it's going to be an interesting dynamic. We have a very relationship diverse crowd in here today.
Okay.
You, James, have been devoted in love. I every time I read your posts on Facebook about your wife, I just think, man, she wrote something so sweet about herself. And then Ken, you went from I don't know what. I mean,
all
like,
the players came from falling high.
And then you settled down. I came over to your house. I was so
younger.
We might as well do it. I came over to your house.
I know
I was
these
very impressed.
Players wouldn't tell you this.
I was very impressed with his life now.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that I'll be honest with you. I went back. I talked to my girlfriend. I was like, man, I said, Ken kind of went through some of the same stuff I did.
Yeah.
And I said, he has a life now that I aspire to.
Yeah.
And so, and I described it. I talked to her about, you know, what you and your...
LaShawn.
Yeah. I didn't want to say names because it's over public. Anyway,
Everybody knows. LaShawn, bro.
You and your wife are a very cute couple, man. You got your stuff together. I myself... Okay, so we're going to talk about y'all. No, I'm just playing. So
yeah.
Here's the thing. I want to ask you, and I posed this question online, if you could give one bit of advice to a couple on how to keep the relationship fresh, keep it going, keep that flame burning. Because I even told Kate, I was like, man, James, it's been so many years, and they're still so in love.
27 years, baby.
And I was like, how do you keep it, like, because there's got to be a teetering out, like, where it's just not fresh anymore.
No. I can tell you two things what keeps us together.
Okay.
The first thing is going to sound very cliche.
Sure.
Ken can attest it's very true. Be honest with one another.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is in all aspects of your relationship. If there's something that's on your mind that you don't like, don't hold it in. There's a way to bring it up. There's an approach to saying, you know, something that's bothering you. Don't lash out. you will get cut.
I didn't know you can say bitch on this show. But
yeah.
But be honest about it. If there's something you guys don't agree on, you're going to have to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it fester, because it's going to blow up and it's going to become something ugly when it doesn't have to be. So that's the first thing. Be honest.
Okay.
Second thing is, if you both do this, life should be good. If you both put each other's needs before your own, if you understand what I mean, mm-hmm. if you both do that, you're going to have unselfish love.
It can't be an imbalance, though.
It can't be
an
imbalance.
I've been in the imbalance.
It doesn't work.
It does not work.
So if you both put each other's needs and wants before your own, you're going to have a great relationship.
Great. Okay, yeah. Ken, over to you.
My number one thing is, and I learned this, you know, dating my wife and also going through therapy, men, no matter how long you've been married, you have to take your wife on a date.
You're right.
You have to show her. If it ain't once a week,
right.
Every 2 weeks. I mean, talking about a date. I've learned this because, to me, I thought the movies was a date. It's not a date.
A date's when you both interact and
you
communicate with one another.
You go somewhere and actually do something. Orlando has a website called 50 First Dates.
Yes.
Or Orlando Date Night. You can find stuff to do. You have to take your woman on a date. And I mean something that you plan that you can get dressed up for. Even if you ain't get dressed up for. Something y'all can interact with each other and do with each other. You have to.
I see you going out more and more lately.
Yeah.
Because you've been posting it. Like, I clown you, but I like when you do it.
My wife loves that. That's her thing. And that was never my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's what she likes. Now, on the flip side, I'm like, look, man, I just want to go to the movies.
You love the movies.
And
you like me.
She's like, all right, then, cool. Yeah. We can just do a movie. But tomorrow, you take me out to do something. And I'm like, all right.
Because you guys went to a spot the other day that I want to try. You guys went to the tasting room.
Yeah.
That looks like a great place to take a woman.
Yeah. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay, cool.
Unless you spend like $50 on two drinks. But look.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. You on good. I ain't know if they might be on one of
those
sponsors.
They call it tasting room because everybody gets to taste the same glass.
True that.
The other one my wife would tell you too is honesty and transparency. Me and my wife had an issue a few weeks ago where I went somewhere. I told her I was going somewhere and I went somewhere else. I said I'm going somewhere, and I ended up at the Improv.
Okay, that's not a bad place to end
it's
up.
It's not a bad place
though.
To be, but okay. I still should have told the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what happened? Why? What was it?
Because I didn't think she was going to let me go to the Improv tonight. So I said, I'm going here, but I end up going to the Improv.
And of course, everybody took pictures.
No. I forgot to throw the parking receipt away.
You dumb. You are. Man.
And so I got caught with it. She hates a liar. And it took me weeks to get her to be like, all right, we cool now. It took me literally weeks.
And I will say that about women. Especially my wife. Don't lie to her.
Yeah, don't lie.
Don't lie.
Don't lie, man. Be totally honest. Be totally transparent. And man, take your wife on a real date. Spend some money.
Yes.
Spend some. If it's once a month, if you got to save up to take her to Ocean Prime, and then you know, or take her to Baldwin Park, and they got a little lake you can walk around.
Dude,
Lake Eola.
I said it before. Just winter something. Parks are dope place to go. Right,
you
have
just take. Yeah. And that's how, honestly, man, we've been good because my wife likes to do stuff like that.
Yeah, she does.
If you got kids, I get it. You know what I mean? Because you know we all both have kids.
Yeah.
But if you got somebody that can watch your kids for one night, do a staycation.
Mm-hmm.
Just go at a hotel, stay the night at a hotel, at Universal or down Disney Springs and get a hotel and stay the night. It's, you know, me and my wife do staycations. Like you have to do stuff with them. You can't just be like, all right, we married, I get off work, I'm home.
Yeah. Right.
I wake up the next morning, I go to work, I'm home.
No.
Yeah. And you just do that cycle of you have to still date your wife. You have to keep doing the stuff you did to get her.
That's right.
And you know,
you still
have
to court your wife.
You still have to court her, man.
Yeah.
My wife loves flowers. So every Sunday, I haven't in the past 3 weeks because she's been sick. So I've been taking care of her. But every Sunday, I bring her new dozen roses. And in the living room, you first walk in my living room, you see brand new dozen roses. You have to do that, man. You have to continuously court her like you just met her, like you was trying to get them draws.
That's right. That's right.
No matter how long you've been married.
Because I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't court your wife, somebody else will.
Somebody else will.
Yeah,
now she might not do anything with them, but it's somebody out there
that's
like
emotionally available.
That's emotionally available.
Yep.
I know, right, Ken? Man, she might not do anything with them. LaShawn, I spent $3 on that drink for you, girl.
Yep.
You ain't gonna tell me you can't come back to my place.
I was going
to
tell you.
What's that room?
$3 ain't going to work on LaShawn,
bro. What's the room again?
Tasting room?
Not a tasting room.
Nah.
Dude, they charged me $7
for ice.
I've been with LaShawn ordering drinks. She ordered crazy stuff. She ordered drinks that come with white privilege. Like, it's crazy.
I wish I had the receipt. I got a Crown on the Rocks.
Yeah.
And they charged me $354 for the ice.
Because
it was one of them block circle of ice. So I'm leaving out with her, and I'm like, did they add gratuity? Like, what is this $4 charge? And I look, it was on
ice.
The rocks.
Yo,
oh, my God.
For that room, is like that, Ken?
I said, we ain't coming back here.
Nah.
We ain't coming back here.
Man. Nah, that's crazy.
We ain't coming back here.
So I did post it online. A lot of communication. People often say communication, so you're right there. A lot of people said something you guys didn't say, and maybe it's just because we're so naturally like used to it, is laugh. A lot of people say laughing is a
but
huge thing.
We do that a lot.
But that's now, what we do for a living. Yeah, so most of our women are with us because we're funny.
And let me ask you guys this. Now, this is the one that, to me, as a comedian, it can either hurt or help your relationship.
Uh-oh.
Space. Because we do a lot of on-the-road stuff. We're away a lot. But we have a life that's different from their life. And a lot of people said space is definitely something that you need. My grandmother chimed in, and my grandmother, they've been married 60 years.
Damn.
60 years. She said, give each other space. No need in this world for 24/7. Enjoy the time together. Have new things to talk about. Also, anyone new that comes into your lives is supposed to add, not take away. You are supposed to be excited to see each other. Enjoy time together.
Space. Your grandma's a smart lady.
Yeah. And space is understandable. Like my wife is going through a thing now where as a wife, she's trying to find her identity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, when we were dating, she had her friends. They were single. Even though we were dating, we weren't married, which is still technically single.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Once we got married, she's like, well, I need to find my identity as a wife now.
Let me ask you a question.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Are her friends married or no?
Some of her friends are. Some of them are single. Okay. So my wife started something called the Fab Wives Club. Well, she ain't started. It's a Fab Wives Club in the U.S. right now. It's for African-American women who are married, and she's trying to bring a chapter to Orlando. And so she has a meeting with them, her event with them in like 2 weeks.
I will give your wife a lot of credit. Now, I'm not going I had LaShawn on my television show.
I just watched it last night.
And she knocked it out the park.
I
watched
it last night. And I told her that like 100 times. She's so critical of herself.
She's so good at what she does. She has a line of products that she sells right now.
Statement tees.
Yeah, statement tees. And your wife, I noticed, is a natural organizer, Ken.
Yeah.
She knows. No, I went to a baby shower that she organized. She did a lot of work. It was amazing. She did a great baby shower.
Yeah, I went to his house for brunch, and she's like, that's the right-handed chicken drum. I was like, wait a minute. I said, it looks like
this. Bro, I messed up with the chicken in the wrong one.
Oh, my God.
Man. I was trying to move it before she saw it. And I did
she
it.
Labeled the hand. Juices.
Yeah. Yeah. That's LaShawn. She's a natural event planner.
That's what she does.
And she's good at it.
I thought it was left over from the wedding, bro. Yeah.
Nah, we don't do that.
I literally saw the signs. I thought it was left over from the wedding.
She made all of that stuff.
Oh yeah.
My gosh.
All of that stuff. So,
she's good at it, though.
So as a wife, she's trying to find her identity now.
Really?
So that gets back to what your grandma said. You got to have your space. So when I go do comedy, she has to have something that she can do. So she's not at home mad because I'm out doing comedy and I'm not with her.
Yeah, and you go through that as a comedian.
And you go through that as a comedian. You go through that.
Yeah.
You go through that.
Yeah.
You go through that as a comic.
Sometimes it can break your relationship.
It could, man.
Amen.
And you got to find somebody that understands, as comics, that when you meet us and we're open micing and we're traveling, because we get married, that doesn't change.
Still got to do it.
I still got to hit the road. I still got to be open mic. I still got to go work this material. You have to just understand that when I get married, it's not going to change. I'm not going to stop doing comedy because we're married.
I was doing this before I met you.
Before I met you.
And I have to still do it now.
And you have to understand that, you know. And I know we're speaking just for comics. I can't really speak for
other professions.
But I know as a comic, we're on the road. We're gone.
Yes, we are.
And we're gone sometimes, 3 days? You know, 4 days? Depends on what club you're working.
You're doing a run from Wednesday through Saturday. You flew out. Tuesday, you come back Sunday. You're gone. Yeah.
And they have to have something to do while you're gone. Now, some of them might go on the road with you every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, when they don't go on the road with you, they need an identity. And that's good space. Now you come home, you missed each other. You've been gone 5 days.
And me and Michelle got to that point where the kids are older now. They can stay home. So I get to take her with me, which I love now.
Right.
We can go there's certain clubs you want to take your wife to. Like if you go play in, what's it called? Vero Beach, you do the comedy zone there. They have a beautiful room that you want to take your wife with. There are certain places that just add to the relationship if you can take them there with you. And there are some places that I would never take my wife to.
No wives allowed at this one.
Yeah.
Why? Trust me, you don't want to go.
Because if your wife, I think your wife's just like mine. She is very picky about hotels.
Yes. That's
very picky.
Yeah, buddy.
My wife be like, nope, we're driving back. I'm like, baby, it's 4. I don't care. Like, my wife's like that.
Right.
So I know. There's certain places I can't take her.
And be sure to chime in online, facebook.com/reallaughsradio. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back here for the last segment of Real Laughs on Real Radio. Be right back.
Hey everybody, this is James Young with Miguel Colon Jr., my partner in crime, and we're just here to let you guys know, if you're looking for quality advertisement, there's no other place you should look than Real Laughs. All you guys have to do if you want to get in on this is just hit us up on our email at reallaughs@gmail.com. If you want to give us a private message on Facebook, anything you need, we're here to help you out.
Real Laughs has some of the best numbers on social media right now. We're growing, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. So reach out to us and be one of our sponsors so that we can help get your brand in to hundreds of thousands of homes.
We are Real Laughs on Real Radio. Thank you guys for joining us. This is our last segment of this particular show. We've been on all week. We are your nightcap of comedy. If you miss any of it, you can check us out on the IR Radio app at any point in time. And don't forget, we'll be back next week, so you can also subscribe and be notified of the new episodes as well. My name is Devin Siebold. Joined in studio with James Yon and Ken Miller.
Yes, yes.
James.
Yes.
We share some things in common.
We do.
As men.
We do.
And, we can admire
Yes.
You know, the opposite sex.
Yes, we can say that there is beauty in this world.
There is beauty in this world. Yes. And I think the world was introduced to a beauty last week.
Yes, it was.
At UCLA, there was a perfect 10 who also got a perfect 10. And I think we saw the video online. Oh, my. I mean, I got to be real. Like, that video, I hit play and I said, done. I said, that's the one. Like, I'll tell you right now. I started to pull down my pants and they were like, this is Arby's, sir. I was like, and then I showed them the video. They pulled down their pants. They're like, we'll get the beef and cheddar.
Let me explain what Devin's talking about. First of all, let me preface it by saying this. When I was a kid, there was a certain ideal body type that America agreed was beautiful.
Right.
Those times are changing. Uh-huh. What we consider to be beautiful is completely different.
Think about this. Kate Moss was the number one beauty in the world at one point in time at a whopping like 92 pounds.
And that was with her being soaking wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was just from sweats.
Yeah. And she had 5-pound weights in her pocket right. at the time. But there is a wave or a new ideal when it comes to what makes a woman look beautiful, well, her body type.
Yeah, but you have to also understand it has to do with the changing dynamics of this
country. Culture, that's right.
And the culture, what we see on TV, because what you see on TV, what you grow up with, what you look at all the time is what you find pretty. There was a point where I did see all the time the Kathy Ireland's, the Kate Moss's, the this and that, and I thought Katie Holmes was a 10 when I was younger.
Not anymore.
And then you get older and you start to see the Beyoncé's that come on TV?
Beyonce?
The Nicki Minaj's that come on TV?
I think Beyonce, and I could be wrong. Can you tell me what you think? I think Beyonce really changed the way America saw beauty.
Yeah.
She was different than most of the ideal
singers, sure.
Singers.
Pop stars.
Pop stars, just sexual idols.
Sure.
Beyonce was a thicker woman. She just had bigger features than normal women have. Mm-hmm. And she was looked at to be one of the most beautiful women in the world, right, Ken?
Yes.
Yes. And I think times are continuing to change where that's becoming more the standard of what we think beauty is.
Dude, look at the old VMAs, man. I was watching the other day, Britney Spears, carved abs. Christina Aguilera comes out, carved abs. Nowadays, you look at the VMAs and they're like, all right, we got Adele, followed by Kelly Clarkson, followed by Nicki Minaj, followed by, and you're like, all right.
All those women.
That stage is reinforced. And
all those women. for those of you who don't know, those women are what we call thick. If they were cookies, they'd be thicker doodle.
Yep.
Like those women are
thicker doodle. Well, man, that sounds like the censors are going to mess up with that one. Yeah. Like, did you say thicker doodle?
Yeah, Nicki paid for her thickness, though.
She did.
But we're talking about, a lot of people, though, are stuck in the old ways. Like, they see a new body type and they get freaked out. And the reason we bring this up, because Devin was bringing up the fact that Caitlin Ohashi, she went viral. She is a UCLA gymnast who scored a perfect 10 on her floor routine because it was so different. It was so powerful. The girl did amazing. But what set her apart from a lot of gymnasts is she's not skinny at all. She's not just, you know, bones and the skeleton. She's a thicker girl. I mean, she has very strong legs, very pronounced hips. And a lot of people who saw the video started body shaming her because they're still stuck in that old ideal that if you can only be beautiful if you're only skin and bones. So they were trying to shame this girl who scored a perfect 10, trying to take away from the accomplishment of how rare that is to get a perfect 10.
Yeah.
Because they were focused on the fact that this girl, well, she doesn't look like what we're used to. The girl's beautiful. If you look her up.
She is so fine. And I mean, and if you look her up, like James says, if you look her up, I can tell you right now, I pressed play before the video ended. I went out, I bought another phone just so I could pull up Instagram and follow her on Instagram while I didn't let the other video stop playing. Like, that was, oh man, like I thought she was beautiful.
It's so crazy for people to body shame because, like, I thought thick was in now. Everybody's getting fake butts, fake breasts.
But here's the thing, though. The normal audience of gymnastics is not used to seeing that. That's new to them.
But did you see her on Good Morning America?
Yes, sir.
Did you see how small she is, though?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw her standing next to Strahan. I was like, is Strahan 7'8"?
Yeah.
Like,
he's big. No, he's big.
He's a big dude, but she is tiny.
Yes.
But I thought, you know, she's beautiful. Honestly,
a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Man. And the crazy thing is, I saw the video. She ain't that, I mean, she thick, but she ain't like fat.
No,
like,
no,
that's
no.
I'm like, how are you shaming somebody that's not?
Because she is so, it's like when Serena went into tennis, her body type is so different than the normal tennis body.
Man, they say that Michelle Obama looks like a man.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of that stuff. And
for the record, Michelle Obama's beautiful. Yeah. I don't know why y'all tripping, man.
Right.
Yeah, she just is.
It's just a weird thing. But this is the thing. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting dynamic because at one point that was beautiful. Like if you look at like Renaissance paintings.
Yes.
That was beauty.
Yes, absolutely. They were not skinny girls. They were thicker. That's what they were.
Well, that early Hollywood, it was what made people want. You go look at any early Hollywoods, or even the 60s and 70s, like white women were like really just skin and bones. You know what I mean?
Thin,
so that was what the norm was. Like, I mean, we just recently, just 1 or 2 years ago, just had a plus size model on Sports Illustrated.
And it's a big deal. Something.
Yeah, Ashley Graham. Come on,
dog. She's a beautiful girl.
I mean, I ain't looking. I'm just saying, but if I wasn't married,
Ashley Graham, man. Come on, man. At Ashley Graham _357. I mean, I'm not looking, but, you know.
But I'm just going to say it. I say it all the time in my act. I think thick women are beautiful.
Yo, everybody beautiful. Wants to be. Bro, I'm on Instagram today, and I'm scrolling down, and I saw 7 sponsored ads, all of them with girls with their booty out.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know why they're sponsoring this. Men ain't going to find it. I'm not. But yeah. Other men ain't going to find it. But being thick is in now.
Like, it is. You know, it really is.
If you look through that whole post, I think you'll see more support from her than body shame.
There was people out there like, oh.
People body shame. You got to really look at them and look at their
What's
going on in their life that you think somebody like that. And she's not a big girl. You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
And she, what'd you say? What is she there? About 5'3"? 5'4"?
You think she's 5'3"?
If that. She got to be, 5'?
I don't think she tops 5.
Yeah. So most women that are little like that are kind of
compact and thick. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you body shame it. Especially a person that body shaming when somebody in your family probably built like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like women nowadays are, white women got booty now.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't looking. I ain't looking, but if I was looking, there's no
they out there. They out there.
But I ain't looking. That was Devin going into my body and saying that.
He a demon now?
It wasn't.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I mean, listen, if people were to follow me on Instagram and then click on who he follows, I'd probably be a little embarrassed.
Yeah,
like, I'd be like, I follow her. That's weird.
I got married. I don't follow
her. Even like white women from the Kardashians all are not skinny girls. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And they're thought of as being some of the most beautiful women. Only the Jenners are small, but the Kardashians are thick girls.
Now, what's the cutest tiny girl? Like, do you have an exception?
I don't think so.
Is there like a Kate Beckinsale that you're like,
I just like them thick like a bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, but this is the thing. There's people
Does
like them skinny
matter?
That will be like, ooh,
Does age
I like
matter
thick
who's
too.
Skinny?
I don't think so.
I still think Halle Berry is the prettiest woman on the planet.
All right, you're going to go for Halle Berry?
Yeah, and she's
Halle Berry for me, no. I always thought Angela Bassett was absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
For me.
No, we talk about skinny, though. Yeah. Angela Bassett, she's thick.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about skinny, Halle Berry is it was a time where I used to think she's super crazy. Was married to Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
It was time with Angelina Jolie. She would have her moments where she was just, you were like, yo, she gorgeous.
Right.
And then you would see her in like a strapless dress.
I
like,
got you.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
Yes.
There you go. Wonder Woman.
You know what makes her so beautiful, though?
See, there you go. She's beautiful.
It's her personality.
Yeah, she's got she looks like she owns the room.
And she looks like she's having the time of her life.
And she's skinny.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of the old school actresses coming up were
skinny.
And you stay at a thing for Nicole Kidman.
But how old school are you going? You're saying old school. Like, I'm thinking Marilyn Monroe.
Old school for us is like 90s.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Or 80s, 90s. Like,
Black don't crack, but Nicole Kidman does not
age. Nicole Kidman, yeah. Like,
bro, she's beautiful.
Yeah, and she's always been like skinny.
Yeah, always. But she's a beautiful woman, though.
I mean, all the women in Friends were super skinny and they were pretty. Like, yeah. They were all skinny women. Like, it's just Hollywood just had that. That was their type. Yeah. They were looking for that
but
type.
But it's changing.
And you heard stories of women who wanted to be actresses. Like, hey, you need to lose 15 pounds. Like, yeah, I'm yeah. already 130.
And they weigh like, they weigh like, no, 110.
Like, you want me to lose 15?
Yeah,
you
know man. I mean?
So really go look at actresses in the 90s. Because we watch more TV, I think, in the 90s. Go look at yeah, actresses from 90 to 2000.
You were
and they were all skinny yeah, women. If they were big, they played the big girl, the silly friend. Big girlfriend.
Not the love interest.
Yeah, it wasn't the love interest. They played the Melissa
McCarthy.
That's changing
now.
Yeah.
That's changing now, bro.
I got a weird thing. Like, how come, and this is a side note, how come big people, when they lose a lot of weight, look so old instantly?
Because that's the skin,
like,
bro.
The Penn Jillette, like, he looked, like, James, if you lost all your, you'd look Gandalf right yeah. now.
I would
like,
look weird. Yeah. I would look weird yeah. not.
It'd be interesting yeah. to see you not being big and jolly.
What's that radio host that lost all the weight?
Radio host?
Yeah.
I even think Lisa Lampanelli, yeah. like, no. she aged.
No, you know who looks crazy right now? For real. One of the funniest dudes on the planet, but he looked crazy. Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah, Lavelle looked weird.
He looked crazy,
yeah.
dude.
He looked weird.
He looks, that does like, look so crazy. Different, doesn't it?
It doesn't make sense.
Even Drew Carey, when he lost the weight, you're like, your head don't look balanced.
Yeah, it doesn't look right, man.
No.
But it's,
I think they lost weight too fast.
You think so?
I think losing weight
but
quickly.
But I also think having weight on your body the entire time you're alive.
Your whole life.
Your and bones if, start if, to structure yeah. around it.
And yeah. then at 43, you're like, yeah, I'm going to drop 160 pounds.
Yeah.
And then you see him again, you're like, you, Al Sharpton, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
see,
Al looks sick.
Al looks
sick. Al's perm don't work
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
yeah. See, I've lost 35 pounds, but I was always athletic. Mm-hmm. And then I gained the weight, and people thought I looked sick gaining the weight, you know? And then I lost a lot of the weight back.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, you look so much better.
Yeah.
You know, which, I mean, I guess that's a good thing to have.
Because you were not heavy your whole life.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
If you're heavy your whole life and you lose a lot of weight, you look crazy. You look ridiculous.
See, yeah. I've gained crazy weight. And I came out of the shower the other day and I told my wife, I said, I look awful. And of course, she's like, oh, you look amazing. Mm-hmm. But I look at myself from when I got out the military 14 years ago when I was 155
but dude,
pounds.
You were
now I'm 215.
You were super skinny.
I was super skinny. Now I'm 215, and I'm looking at myself like, geez.
Remember, like, some people just don't look good losing weight. Like, remember when Tracy Morgan lost all that weight yeah. back in the day? He looked sick.
It looked weird.
Because
we see you,
man.
We know you as a big dude or yeah. big lady, and then we see you lose all that weight, and we're like, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Are we body shaming?
No, we're not big shaming. Okay, anyways, it's time to go.
We are.
Shaming. Listen, no, we ain't body shaming.
We body shaming skinny people. We horrible.
Listen. Anyways, let's see here. What do I got coming up? I'm going to be in Mount Dora at the theater on Saturday, March 2nd. It's going to be a fantastic show put on by OrlandoComedy.com. You can go to OrlandoComedy.com and check out the flyer and all the information on tickets. Where are you going to be this week? You're going to be tonight and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, at Doghouse in Daytona. And
okay.
Jane's got the phone number for
that's
that.
Right. You guys call 407-622-5653. You can still get tickets. Tell them that Real Laugh sent you. We'll get that for you. And don't forget, people, to please, and I'm going to set me and Ken up on a double date. We're going to go to Outpost Kitchen, located in College Park.
Ooh.
They have the best brunch all around. Unlimited mimosas, the best shrimp and grits that you're ever going to have. It has polenta. It has chorizo sauce. There's a special sauce. You guys are going to absolutely thank me if you go out there. So don't forget, Outpost Kitchen. Chef Julie always makes
College
some of
Park.
The best things. College Park.
College Park.
And James, where are you going to be?
I'm traveling. I'll actually be in Donnie B's, which is located in Springfield, Illinois.
Awesome. If you got friends up there, let them know. Check us out online, Facebook.com/Real Laughs Radio, on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you guys so much. Follow us on the iTunes and other stuff as well. We're on all over the place. iHeart is just Google us. Anyways, thank you guys so much, and we'll be back next week, next Monday. Have a good night. We'll